We had like a fight about something. Maybe she had like the matching diary as me. So my bright idea was to like write. My best friend and I aren't friends anymore.
I love being alone too much. Whenever I think about doing something, I think about how I would rather just do it with myself. So how do I convince myself it's okay to do things with someone else as well?
Someone said, have high standards, make sure to have boundaries, and watch out for people only there for your highs. Only there for your highs, but also only there for your lows. Welcome back to another episode of Difficult-ish. Today's episode, we are talking about friend breakups, okay? And this is different because in the past, we have talked about female friendships. We have talked about how to maintain friends, make new friends. But this episode is going to be specifically talking about how you feel after a friend breakup and how to actually start feeling like you can make friends again. Because when you are down in the dumps and you just went through a really bad friend breakup, especially in your 20s or 30s, you feel like life does not get better and you'll never find friends again. So this is kind of like an interview type of video because Mashun is asking me a lot of questions on just how to make friends and like genuine questions that you might have if you are going through like a friend breakup right now. So if you are in that period of like hopelessness or you just moved to a new city and you don't know how to make friends, especially in your 20s, this episode is definitely for you because we share the rough parts of it and then also finally the good parts of making friends.
Welcome back to another episode of the best podcast in the world. Wow. Slash your favorite.
Wow.
Difficult-ish, a podcast about South Asian narratives.
Different, not the same. Different.
We don't have to continue this.
Okay.
We can evolve. This is my co-host. Her name is
Mua Khan, and this is my co-host. His name is
Hello, Mashun Munir.
Wow.
And this is Difficult-ish. Before we get further, like the video, subscribe to the channel, rate the podcast, and review the podcast. And while you're at it, follow us on Instagram too. Wow. If you're doing all those, yeah. Might as well, you know, tap in with the fam, you know. Yeah. stay involved with what's going on this side of town, you know.
Yeah, we're a lot more, or he's a lot more active and involved on the Difficult Instagram than he is on his own. So if you want to see what he's doing in his personal life, what I'm doing,
maybe I should start doing like daily vlogs on Difficult.
On Difficult, did you want to do daily vlogs?
Y'all like that? let us know.
And what would your daily vlog like entail? Just like
I would, yeah, I would make my breakfast sandwich in the morning.
Okay.
I would pretend to work. I would go haggle for some nitro cold brew.
What do you mean haggle?
And then I'll just bother you. So if you just want to see more of her, might as
so
well.
So if you want to see a morning routine where I'm just bothered every morning by him, then yeah, make sure to stay tuned.
Yo, what's up? What's up? How are you? How are you?
Good.
How
feeling been? Feeling good and happy. Okay. Since, you know, the weather is getting warmer in New York.
Oh my God.
How you feel about that? You went out in just shorts the other day.
Crazy. Just takes me back, you know, to the town, Orlando, Florida. You know, yeah. It just makes, you know, I miss being outside. I love being outside. It's like why I wanted to move to New York, because I wanted to be outside so much.
Yeah.
But it's just not fun to be out when it's cold, you know? So, you know, we've been having some fun. We play some badminton.
Yeah, the other day I was talking about how I miss playing badminton because I used to do it a lot growing up with my mom and my brother in the backyard of our house. And I haven't played in a while, so he listened to me. You know, we love men that listen.
Aye.
And he bought some badminton rackets and some feathers, and we went to go play. It was a windy day, so we couldn't, like, actually get into it. I think we got maximum, like, 3 shots in back and forth. But it was still, like, the thought that counts. So I'm excited for a badminton summer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it'll be a good time. That'll be a good time.
Like, this is what hot girl summer entails for me. Badminton and reading out on the balcony.
Damn.
Yeah. What does hot girl summer entail for you?
Probably like spending all day outside, like at the coffee shop, taking like a little book and not.
You're gonna be all day at the coffee shop.
I like doing like all day coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, coffee loitering.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my favorite side.
Any
side
food
hobby.
Like in between or just coffee?
I'm on a calorie deficit right
okay,
now.
Okay, so just coffee.
So I think I'll skip on the food.
Okay.
But then I'll probably like binge eat at night, you know.
Okay, that's so just, that's healthy.
That's how calorie deficiting goes.
Yeah.
I got new running shoes. Mm-hmm. Haven't run in them yet. I've had them for a week. I'll let y'all know. But yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to stick to like this fitness grind. Mm. I definitely did not have a productive weekend. Not a productive weekend.
You had
though.
A rest day after working out
I did
5
have,
days a week.
I had 27,000 steps on Saturday.
Yeah, so that's not even a rest.
But I had like 4. yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't move at all yesterday.
You need a rot Sunday, and that's fine.
I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, in this episode, what are we talking about today?
On this episode, we're talking about something that you want to talk about.
Yeah,
we're talking about friends.
We're talking about friends, but not only just like friendship breakups, because we've talked about that before. We've talked about even making female friendships and just your journey with making male friends and maintaining friendships. We've talked about all of that, right? But we haven't really talked about like losing friendships, breaking up with, you know, your friends in your teens or your 20s, and how life is like after that happens, right? Because I feel like when you do have these big friendship breakups, which sometimes hurt more than like actual relationship breakups, they hurt so much where you're like, oh my God, this is going to be my life forever. I'm never going to find friends again, even though these people probably were very toxic or not good for me or whatever, and I'm not friends with them anymore. I still miss them.
Yeah.
And having just like friends, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to talk about how life goes on and it just like becomes better if you just like look on the bright side.
Yeah,
you know.
And I was thinking for this episode, we could structure it as me asking you some questions about friends, because you are more well versed in this than I am.
Why do you think so?
Why do I think what?
That I'm more well versed in friends.
You are better at maintaining friends than I am. Fact.
I see.
And you know, I got my friends, but I definitely have areas of struggle. And I have 4 questions for you.
Oh,
and these
wow.
are like questions that like I've actually on my mind. You know, like things that like I'm like actively trying to work on.
That you genuinely need help with.
Yeah, so they might be like a little harder questions, but you know, just like try your best to, you know, like give like a, you know, honest, genuine answer to them, you know?
Yeah.
So
you wanna go into first talking about like friendship breakups and how we felt in that moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we could do that.
You know.
We could do that. We could do that. Do you remember your first, like real quick, your first friendship heart breakup that sucked?
I remember in like first grade or like third grade or third grade or something, me and my best friend, who is still my best friend now, we had like a fight about something. Maybe she had like the matching diary as me. Like we had a fight where, you know, first grade fight. Like, what do you really talk about?
That'll do it.
So we were like in an argument, didn't really want to talk. So my bright idea was to like write on a few pieces of paper, my best friend and I aren't friends anymore, right? It came to the point where it had to be verbalized and it had to be written down. So I wrote that on a couple pieces of paper and I passed it around the class. I passed it around the tables and, you know, everyone had to know about this.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
No one really cared at the end of the day. Someone, you know, they kind of just gave it back to me. Like, what are we supposed to do with this information? Why are you passing it out? Yeah. Like, this is not the drama of the year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So after that, we became friends again.
That's nice.
But anyway, beyond that, jokes aside, I think my first, like, actual meaningful friend breakup was, like, right after college-ish, around that time. Because I had, like, a core group of high school, elementary school friends that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Where we were really close. And, you know, they didn't really necessarily do like anything wrong to me. I mean, there were little things that piled up over the past like few years before that really hit me, that was like finally the ending point, like the breaking point for me. But they never did me dirty necessarily. Like, they didn't, you know, talk shit about me behind my back or anything. I mean, you know, there were some things, but yeah, it wasn't bad. But I think that was like the biggest thing for me, because it wasn't just like one friend breakup, it was kind of like a whole group chat, like a whole friend group that I spent like every single day with, that I would hang out with like every 2 days, you know, going to their houses or whatever it was. So I think that was like the biggest thing for me. And I think it also happened during a time where it was right after college, so I wasn't in like a school environment really anymore, so it was harder for me to make friends.
Yeah.
It was also around the time when I moved out by myself in New York City, so I moved away from their town anyway, so I was like lonely around that time period, right? So yeah, the fact that I didn't have these friends to hang out with to not be lonely about other things, and the fact that I didn't have them anymore, was just like extra shitty on top of everything, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of myself, because like I feel like a lot of people who are in that instance where they just moved out, or, you know, they don't have really like friends outside of that group, they would go back and like settle for that shitty friend group anyway, just because they're lonely and they're like, oh my god, I'm not gonna find anyone better. But I still like stuck to my guts and like didn't go back, and I still like embraced the loneliness. You know,
what did you learn like about yourself through the friend breakup?
I think in that process I realized that, first of all, I can't settle for friendships that didn't make me feel good about myself, and also we weren't like-minded in just like passion and interest and things like that. I also shouldn't settle for people that it felt like they were judging me, you know. And I think in that process of being alone, it helped me just discover who I am, you know. Like, it didn't, I feel like when we are in high school or younger, we kind of mesh ourselves with the people around us because we see them every single day in school. You know, this also relates to like relationships. If you are in like a romantic relationship with someone and you're still young and you don't know who you are, you're kind of like making yourself be more likable to them to be kind of exactly like them, right? Yeah, yeah. So I think this alone time forced me to just like recognize who I am without them and just like who I am as a person.
Okay.
You know?
How do you know whether to like, if you gotta pick between like having like a tough conversation with them about like, oh, like y'all make me feel this way, I still want to be friends, but you know, like, how can we like stop doing that, versus this just, is like, just not even worth it?
Yeah,
you know, how do you pick?
I think in that moment I've tried a few times to talk about some of the things that were bothering me, but then also I felt like some of the things were so bare minimum where I shouldn't even have to bring it up, you know. For example, if you feel like someone isn't respecting you, a friend, a partner, whatever, isn't respecting you, and it's like bare minimum where it could be like them calling you names or making you feel smaller, I feel like that shouldn't even have to be brought up. Obviously, if it's said in a way, they're saying it in a way where it's not like outright insulting you, but they're saying it in like a, you know, hidden agenda type of way and they don't even realize it, maybe you can have a conversation with them. But if you have had that conversation with them multiple times and they're still not changing, at that point you have to let them go, right? Like, I recently just made a video on my Instagram and TikTok where I talked about the let them theory, where Mel Robbins, she talked about if someone is continuously insulting you, if someone is, you know, messing up in a relationship or a friendship, why should you constantly go out of your way to make them right if they've already shown their true colors? Just let them do it and just slowly like back off and detach, right? Because it's not up to you to change a person if they've already disrespected you so many times and they just don't really want to be in that friendship or relationship anyway, or they're just like used to it being toxic and they're just letting it happen, right? So yeah, I'm at this point now where I think that kind of solidified my backbone, you know, my morals and what I want in friendships, because now I know what to expect and what I should accept, you know?
That makes sense.
But do you feel like you've ever had any like friend breakups?
Yeah, I mean,
what are like guy friend breakups like? Like, what are they about? Like, why do you not talk to friends anymore that are your guy friends?
I mean, I can only speak about me. I also had like a similar friend breakup with like my high school group of friends. It was for you, it was after college. For me, it was like a year after high school. I had a group of like 7-8 guys that like we had a group chat. It was like my group of guys for like all of high school. And then like after we graduated, I think, yeah, we like kicked it for like another year. And then I think it was when I started working at like in like the coffee shops, and I started like, it was honestly before I even started working at the coffee shops, I just knew that I wanted to separate myself from them. So when I was like 19, I like, you know, exited the group chat.
Why?
Made my grand exit.
Like, why did you want to get out of that friend group?
I think it was just bigger than the friend group. I think I just, you know, it was a tough time in the house at that time. And I knew that I needed change. Like, I needed change, like, in all realms, you know. I stopped doing, like, a lot of the bad stuff I was doing. I stopped working in, like, my own area. Like, I left my side of town to go to, like, a brand new side. I started trying more in school, trying as much as I could in school. I, like, broke up in, like, the toxic relationship that I was in. I stopped talking to, like, my friends. I just needed, like, a refresh in general, you know. And there was just, like, there was a lot going on. It was, like, a very, like, like I needed like the tides to shift, you know, and like I think the friend group, like, yeah, there were like little things that were bad with them, like same as you, I didn't feel well respected, or I didn't feel like they understood me to the fullest, and you know, I was definitely like the black sheep, like the odd one out in like
I remember you told me that you wanted to, you know, take photography and go to these far away places outside of your town, and you would ask your friends to do that with you and they would never get it or do it with
you. You know, everyone in my city, they or in my group, all they wanted to do was like smoke weed and go to Chili's or Ale House, and you know, that's cool, but I want to, you know, go on the Sunrail, go to the coffee shop and take some pictures and go to open mic at night, you know, like nobody wanted to do that. So I just knew that like, hey, like the longer I'm here, like the longer it's gonna like stray me away from like what I'm actually into and what I actually want to do.
So did you like slowly detach from that friend group, or did you just cold turkey, just like stop talking?
Yeah, I just cold turkey. I remember I made it like a bigger deal than I should have, because like I was in this group chat for like years, and I made a grand exit. I was like, yeah guys, I'm separating myself. Oh, wow. And I think like one person responded. I was like, all right man, like
that's so sad.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It's like you leaving a band.
Yeah, and like no, I'm not gonna say no one cared, but it was like I don't know, like I think we all kind of felt it anyway, like I was the one that just did not really fit, and it's crazy, I don't think all of them are friends still, but like a lot of them still are, and I was just like not meant to be. Like it was cool in high school, it got me through high school, gave me a good time in high school, but I knew it was not gonna last.
Do you feel like if you were still with that friend group now post high school, you would still be living in Orlando with them, like not moving to New York yet and still living that same life?
I mean, I don't see any possible world where like I would retain friendships with them, just because I went a whole other path, you know, like if I didn't, you know, I say this all the time, but like my life changed when I started working in like these nicer areas, these nicer coffee shops, and it was like literally polar opposite from like my high school side of town, like opposite side. So, and you know, like there was no connection between like me and like it, like in the physical sense, like everything new that I was doing was in like the north side of the town, everything bad I was doing was in the south side of town. Like physically, that like geographically, that's like how it was. So like whenever I was up here, I never saw anyone from down here, so you know, like I didn't even have the opportunity to like mend with anyone, you know, and like I stopped talking to like everyone from that side of town, because like they just weren't, no one was into the stuff that I was into, you know. So yeah, I mean, I don't even see any possible world where like that would allow. I cannot expect who I would have, or I cannot even think about who I would have become if like I stayed there. But I would say, like, you know, specifically I had one really good friend who like I grew up with, and we had a tough breakup, and I don't even think it was about anything particular. It was just like I wasn't super proud of like the person that I was back then. Like I made a lot of bad choices, I lied a lot, I like wasn't super confident, and always just like I was just like a character, and I was the type of person that like I wouldn't want to be my friend, you know, so like I didn't really blame anyone for like not wanting to be my friend either. So that breakup sucked, but I think you know, that breakup definitely played a big part into me realizing everything that I needed to work on. And I worked on everything that I needed to work on, and now I'm a lot happier with who I am.
But guess what, you also have self-awareness.
Yeah,
because you know, there are people who know that the things that they're doing might not be the best decisions, and they know that their close friends are not making the best decisions or aren't making them feel the best, but they still stick with that relationship.
Yeah,
there's like this form of unhealthy codependence on that person, that partner, or that friend group, whatever, even though they know it's not really like serving them well at all. So it's interesting that some people still have that awareness, but it's harder to leave than stay in it, you know.
Yeah,
so good on you for still getting out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was easy for me because like I was just around so many new people all day every day. Like I think it would be hard if like you're out of school and you just kind of like work a regular job and just kind of see the same people all the time, like then it's hard. But I was in a very advantageous position where I had the opportunity to make a brand new set of friends that I knew were into the stuff that I was into, so it just made me a little bit more willing to do it, you know. So
I think just like one last thing about friend group breakups, it's just like you don't feel like you're gonna make any friends again, you know, even though it wasn't the best relationship or the best friendship, you just feel like it's the end of the world. Yeah. You know, And this episode, I hope it shows you and tells you that, like, there is so much more to life after that, and you will find those real amazing supportive friends.
Yeah.
Even if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, like, there's no ending to it. So I'm, like, excited to talk about, like, making friends and, like, the friends I have in my life now, you know?
Well, do I have some things to say to you? Wow.
Are we going to have, like, interviewer Mashu now today?
Yeah, sure. All right. I don't think these are in order, but I'll start with the main thing that's been on my mind. I love being alone too much. I love doing things by myself. Whenever I think about doing something, I think about how I would rather just do it by myself. Not saying that I'm a loner or that I don't know how to talk or that I'm unsocial. I'm social. I know how to talk. I can talk in a group if I want to. But I find myself 99 out of 100 times I would rather do something by myself.
Yeah.
So how do I convince myself that it's okay to do things with someone else as well?
Well, I think I'm also the same. I also love my alone time. I love doing things by myself. But also, at the end of the day, I spend almost the whole day by myself. Like, I work from home. I don't need to go out to really do anything. So sometimes the only way I force myself out is by having a workout class that I have scheduled.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In the morning, where it forces me out to interact with someone at a coffee shop and, like, go to a workout class and have this, like, human-to-human interaction. And I think there are also phases in life, especially for me, where I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't even want to hang out with anyone. It drains my social battery, where if I have plans with someone, I'm, like, not as excited. Whereas there are other seasons in my life where I'm, like, really excited to hang out with the people that I haven't seen in a long time. I'm making more plans. I'm more social. It usually happens, like, closer to, like, warmer weather. Whereas, like, hibernation season, the colder season, I'm a lot more reluctant to go out. Like, I'm more inside, hibernating, working by myself, working on my brand and work and things like that. I think you just have to, like, train your brain into feeling like these people are bringing a lot to your life, because it's fine to have your alone time, but it's also important to, you know, nourish friendships and do things with people that make you happy, right? And I think it's hard because, like, in high school or in college, some of the people want to do the same things over and over, like go drinking or go to the same, like, Applebee's or, you know, restaurant all the time. It's like your ritual,
yeah,
which is fine. But, you know, beyond that, once you start discovering your own hobbies and things that you like doing on your own, you usually also attract the people that like doing the same things, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have people in your life now who also like, you know, going to poetry events or museums and things like that. But if you don't, you have to work towards making that type of connection with someone, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, like, I think especially for me, I'm very hyper independent sometimes, especially like growing up. I would much rather do everything by myself, just because as the oldest daughter, I was taught to do everything on my own without anyone's help, right? So because of that, I taught myself to like isolate even more and do everything alone. But I think it's a lot healthier to share with someone else and just learn how to be okay and be happy with spending time with other people.
Yeah,
you know.
Facts.
So I think it's hard for you now because, and also you have to give yourself some grace, right? Like, you just moved to New York a year and a half ago. Like, this is your first time having your own place, really. I mean, you had it in Orlando, but it was very brief, and you're just like living life on your own for the first time, having time to like write your book and explore the city by yourself. So you should give yourself grace and know that this is maybe like a season in your life, but I think you have to like force yourself into that excitement again, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, since me and you are together, we spend a lot of time together, but I never wanted to be like, oh, my partner's friends are also my only friends and vice versa. Like, I never want you to feel like the only person you should be spending time with is me, and then also my friends are also, I mean, they're obviously your friends, but they shouldn't just be the only ones, right? Because God forbid, if anyone breaks up, you're not going to have those people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have like your own life outside of that, you know?
No, I agree. I think it's, you know, the main thing you said that stuck with me is, you know, wanting to just like share experiences with other people.
Yeah. Why, you know, why, like, do you feel like you're unable to and capable of doing that?
I don't know. That's why I asked, you know, I just...
Because, you know, I feel like your downfall is that like you have friends, like you miss them, and then you are like in attempt to make plans with them, but then it falls through and you never follow up.
Yeah.
So like, what is the solution?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. That actually feeds into like my next question, or one of my next questions, which is, I feel like I keep trying to spark new friendships, but like nothing, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. Like, I feel like I throw so many, like, I shoot so many shots in DMs, or like I'll hang out with someone, just doesn't really, like, you know, call me.
But I feel
or
like
nothing.
That doesn't happen.
It does, though. It does.
Like,
though.
What is your definition of shooting your shot or like attempting to like make a new friendship?
I'll hit someone up. Oh, let's hang out. Yeah, let's hang out. Oh, are you free this day? Nah, I'm not. Oh, what about like, what's your availability next week? Oh, I'll let you know. Don't hear nothing.
Okay, well, if they're actually not reaching out or telling you a free day, then that's probably not a friend that actually wants to hang out with you or is worth your time. But if you're saying that continuously that happens to you, then how is that even possible?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That like you reach out to people, new friends, you try to
saying I've hit up 30 people, but you know, I've hit up
Maybe those aren't meant to be in your life. But I think it's nice to hit up mutuals, especially on social media, and like you know, build it up from there, or then even going to like a similar event and meeting other people that are like-minded, you know. But I feel like from what I've seen, from what I've witnessed in your life, you know, usually when people are trying to reach him via text, they cannot because he does not respond. So unfortunately they reach to me, and it could be his sister, it could be my brother who's reaching out
to him.
His god sister who's now reaching out to me for him.
Relax.
And I just feel like you're not prioritizing contact with people.
That's true.
And that's like a personal problem that you have to work through.
I hear you. And that's true. But like a lot of these things, like I don't know how to like help, you know, help it.
I think honestly, the same way you wake up, get your coffee, take your pills, do your skincare, the same way that's like in your morning routine, I think you should set like a timer or like set an alarm every single morning where it forces you to check your texts and respond back to people.
Mm.
Because, you know, one of my resolutions this year is because I self-isolate a lot, is hang out with someone new every single week. And when I say someone new, that doesn't mean the 52 weeks in a year I'm hanging out with 52 new people. I mean, like, someone new as in if I hung out with one person this week, but then I hang out with the same person again next week, I have to have someone else in that week to count it as someone new, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think that forces me to, like, reach out to the people that I don't see as often. And it, like, makes me excited. And also, like, I try to do this thing when I am planning my week, especially on, like, Sundays. I plan the whole next week, or at least draft it up. And also, like, the first of the month, I try doing that. I look at the days that I'm free, the things that I have already, like, non-negotiable, like, events or birthdays or whatever planned already for that month. And then within, like, the free days or the free times that I have during the nighttime, I'll try to book in people that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
That's smart.
Yeah. That's how you maintain friendships, especially when you're an adult. Like, you're not going to see them in school anymore. You're not going to see them, like, on the reg anymore because they might live far away. But it's, like, important to make that deal with someone. You know?
Yeah. I wish I had cool coworkers. My coworkers are
I honestly don't know if, like, it's the best to make friends with coworkers, though.
My cousin has
coworkers. I was going to say that. Like, your cousin is the only exception. The only person I know that made it work.
I've never...
She's cool with all of her coworkers,
Never had cool coworkers.
Yeah.
Other than a cop shop.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What do you do if, like, you got, like, a lot of friends, but, like, they're all over the place? And, like, you... Like, you... But, like, you want a group. You know, you want, like, a little group. How do you go about, like, making a friend group? You know, like, starting a friend group. Have you ever had to, like, start a group? Have you always just, like, kind of, like, a group just happened? Like, how do you make a friend group? That's tough.
I feel like I don't really have too many friend groups like that anymore. I still have, like, my core people from elementary, high school that I have friend groups with. But also, I think friend groups just naturally happen when you are in, like, a similar area. But also, like, for example, my best friend, we were hanging out, and she was at her cousin's house, so we went to go hang out at her cousin's house. And now that is, like, a small mini friend group that we all, like, look forward to Thanksgiving or, like, the holiday season or things like that, because it's, like, a thing that we hang out around that time. And I think it just naturally forms. You can't force it to happen. Like, I'm not going to bring, like, my elementary school friend and try to merge it with, like, a 25-year-old friend that I just had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't force that to happen. And I think it's fine to have separate friends, but it's up to you to maintain it, you know? Like, you can't get close to someone when they're just in a group setting. Like, it's important to separately hang out with people, especially the ones that you care about, instead of trying to, like, merge everyone together and try to, like, kill two birds with one stone. Like, okay, I'm going to put 10 people together in one room, and this counts as, like, a hangout. Because it really does not. You're not going to be able to get to that deep level.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice try.
Okay.
I know that you were trying to... No, I'm not mad at you. I just know you asked that because you're like, oh, if I hang out with, like, a group of people instead of each individual person, that makes it easier on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does not.
Okay. Okay.
Like, the other day, I was thinking about how influential my friend group, or just, like, my group of friends, not even friend group, have been to me in my life. Because, you know, if you have, like, a good core group of girls around you and just, like, people that are supporting you, it helps you so much with your success and just, like, where you are in life. Because, you know, if I have, like, a continuously unsupportive family that doesn't support me in my dreams, or I have an unsupportive partner that doesn't, like, actually get me to my highest potential, it's going to actually affect you a lot, right? It's going to make you feel like you're not able to do the things that you want to do. So the fact that I've had, you know, you who has supported me the past few years to get to where I am, but also my close girly pops. And not to say that the friends that I am not close to anymore, not to say that they're, like, the, they were my only friends from high school, and now I've made, like, all these bunches of new friends. Like, that's not true, because I still have my besties from elementary school and things like that. But these besties that I have, one of them specifically, she has helped me set up with for so many pop-ups back in the day where I was not selling anything. Like, I remember this one pop-up that I had at NYU when I was like 19 or 20 years old. She helped me set up. We went to the city all the way from Long Island. We had all these prints with me. We sat there for hours. No one bought anything from me. She was stuck by me. And then I have my other bestie who has modeled for me for shoots. She has driven to me for hours to help me set up with her car because I never had a car. And I just have so many good people around me who like actually lift me up and feel me and make me feel empowered, which has been so like rewarding. And I feel like because of my patience and because I refuse to settle, I'm brought with this like greatness. And I just think that since I had like more hope that there is goodness out there, like I didn't close myself off after these friend breakups and like these bad situationships or relationships, whatever, I feel like I attracted that good energy, you know. And I think way before, I used to think that all South Asian people are toxic or they compete with one another and that there aren't really many good ones in the bunch, just because I've never really had good friendships in that department. And I also saw like in my family, my parents and things like that, their friendships were always like toxic, and it was just always gossiping or about reputation or, you know, just like backbiting and things like that. I felt like there wasn't anything like that for me. But once I changed that mindset, I felt like I actually had like good friendships with like other brown girls and just friendships in general, you know. But with that being said, it's like you also have to be the person to give and empower and support and help other people. Like, you're not going to get that back if you're also not looking within and seeing what you have to fix and what you have to do more of, you know.
That's true.
So it has been just like such a great like past few years, you know?
yeah Anyone you want to shout out?
Yeah, my bestie Mahira, my bestie Ami, my close friend Aria, yeah, my bestie Nicole. Oh, like Nicole, literally, she's the girl that I went to Spain with. She's from college, so it's pretty still new, like 7 years, right? And she has been to like all of my birthday parties, and she has moved like family vacations to come to my birthday parties. Wow. No one told her to do all
real
of
one.
That, and she still did that.
Good one.
Yeah. I feel like you've gotten better with like your new friends too. Like for your friend Farhan, you showed up for his poetry reading and you went all the way to Jersey to support him.
Which
has been nice.
It's my dog, you know. You gotta show up.
I feel like before you never really understood the importance of just like showing up and remembering those small details, but I think you are improving with things like that.
That's true. I've gotten better at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good one buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
What's going on? You want to hit some questions?
So on our Instagram, as you guys know, at Difficultish Podcast, where we share what we're going to be talking about in the future episode, we talked about friend breakups and losing hope when you have these separations from your friends. So do you have any advice for attracting a supportive group of amazing friends when you're older? And we got quite a lot of thoughts. So I thought we could do a little fire rapid session, you know, with some of the advice that we got from our fellow difficulters and listeners. Someone said, not letting timelines reflect how deep you update the people you consider family.
Okay, hot take.
Why?
I don't know, like, you don't want to throw that family word around, you know.
But I feel like there are people that are like family even though they're not blood. Especially if you don't have a close relationship with your family, your friends are your family.
Depends on how much time you spent with them, you know, like what you did in that time, you know. You don't want to just do a couple hangouts. Oh, my brother.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but okay, I hear them.
Someone said, don't be afraid to reach out and make plans. You don't always have to wait on others. I think this is a big one. Your cousin actually said this, because a lot of people think, oh my God, I just met this new person. I don't want to be too clingy. I don't want to seem like I'm too desperate to hang out with them. So I'm just going to wait on them to say something and make plans. No one's going to do that. Okay. Everyone thinks that the other person's going to do it or whatever it is. So be the bigger person. I don't even think it's you being the bigger person. I think it's just you excited to hang out with someone new that you found and just make the plans to do it, you know? And it doesn't have to be like anything crazy. It could just be you going on a coffee date or whatever it is, but like, be excited. It's not a bad thing to be excited or wanting to make friends or maintain friends, you know?
Yeah.
Someone said, don't people please to keep the peace. You know, there are people in toxic friendships or, you know, bad friend groups that don't really know how to speak up, or they feel like they have to just say yes to everything or do things that make them uncomfortable just to like make them happy and maintain this friendship. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to stay in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Someone said, have high standards, make sure to have boundaries, and watch out for people only there for your highs. Only there for your highs, but also only there for your lows. Ooh, you got to watch out for those people. You know, the people that like suddenly show up when you're having a bad day and they have all these things to say. Maybe they're preying on your downfall. Maybe they're preying on your downfall. And they actually have been waiting for you to lose in something so that they can feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out for both those people.
Damn, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, ask your current friends to introduce you to their other friends. It could be, it could be like you guys going to brunch and then them bringing a friend, you bringing a friend or something, and then your circle gets bigger and bigger.
But it's like, how do you ask that? That you don't ask, oh, introduce me to your friend. Like, I feel like that's a weird ask.
I feel like if they've, like, if you have a friend that talks about another friend a lot because they really like them or they have, like, similar interests or hobbies or whatever, I think that would be a great segue for you to be like, oh, I would love to meet them. Like, let's hang out all together next time, you know? Or it could just be like, if you are both new to the city or new to the school or whatever it is, you could be like, oh, hey, you know, for the next study date, like, I'll bring someone, you can bring someone, like, let's, you know, grow our circle like that or something. I think it's a lot more helpful when you guys are both new at something and you're trying to like grow your friendships.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Someone also said, it takes time to develop your core system of friends as you grow through the eras of your life. That's a good reminder to end off on.
We are changing.
Yeah. You know, you can't have these longtime friends like right away. You know, you have to actually nourish and nurture these friendships and make them grow. You know, like a lot of the trend cycles, like you want to get like a little keychain. These bag companies are selling the keychains now attached to the bag. But no, you gotta collect the keychains over your years and your travels of life so that you can have like an actual like collectible souvenir, right? You can't just buy the keychain.
What's the correlation?
Because don't you understand? You can't just buy the keychain with like gadgets and giblets on it right from the store. That's not your personality. But you're just trying to be like the trend, like everyone else who has these similar things. But no, you gotta get like these charms on your own, like over your years of life. It's like a buildable thing, you understand? That's a good note.
You're trying to cook. No, it's like like the I recipe cook. Just
the
not,
girls who get it get it.
Just not
the,
it not there you
the
know
girls who get it
a
get
little
it.
Faulty that's all right. I hear you though,
thank you so much.
It's a good one, buddy. Good like, one good episode? Good this episode. Yeah. good one.
You have 10 second piece of advice?
I do.
Yeah.
Stop judging people.
Oh, wow.
Stop judging people.
I see.
If you see someone dancing alone in the club,
yeah,
don't judge them. Let them exist.
I see.
Three words. Let people exist. Let people exist. If you see someone at the park just reciting some poetry to themselves, let them exist.
Yeah.
Let people exist. You know, like, there's so many people just trying to express themselves whatever way. You know, a lot of people don't got the friends to go do some. A lot of people really going through it on the inside. Just let people exist.
Be
you know,
empathetic.
No. Not even that. It's just let people exist. Yeah. You know, you don't got to think so deeply about every single thing that you see.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, that's a person. All right. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Send it at that. A lot of people don't do that anymore. A lot of people always look, oh, what's wrong with him? What's he thinking about? What was he? You got to do all that.
No.
Just let it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Mine is invest in some pillows, because we don't realize how big of an impact our pillows have on our neck and our sleep. We need to have good sleep in our life, right? You finally have 96% restoration sleep last night. Finally. But we need to have some good sleep in our sleep journey.
Can I call you out on like your hypocrisy?
No.
Why have you been saying no to like a new pillow for months?
No, I have not.
She says that she's been saying no to new pillows for months. Just so you guys know. Need to call. She needs to be called out for that one.
Okay, do you have a Bangla word of the day?
No.
Okay, bondu. Bondu means friend in Bangla.
Yeah. Good one.
Thank you.
Good one. All right. I got to do my meeting. Thanks so much for coming, tuning into this episode of Difficult. If you hope you enjoyed, please rate the podcast, review the podcast, do all that. And return to us next week, please.
Another fire episode. We love you guys so much.
Love you guys.
Allah Hafiz.
Bye.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.